The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print-impaired. This is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. Now, we subscribe to five, but they all come on different schedules, so there's just no telling what all's going to be in each of our half-hour episodes. But we'll begin with this one from Real Simple's Right Now Tips. Attention travelers, it's time for a vacay. Airline travel is down compared with last year, according to data from aviation analytics firm Cirium. Mike Arnott, a spokesperson for the company, says that could be good news for you. When an airline sees that bookings are down, they will typically lower their fares a bit in order to get people in those seats, he says. For logistical reasons, it's unlikely that an airline would cut back on the number of flights. I anticipate there will be some great flight deals this fall for customers because the supply is there and the demand seems to be falling off a bit. Who wants to meet us in Paris? From Women's World, skip airport USB charging. Planning to take a flight, the TSA warns against plugging your phone into airport USB ports. Hackers can tamper with them and install malware that steals sensitive information like bank app passwords. Stay safe by packing plug-in chargers for AC outlets and using them to recharge, since scammers cannot alter those. From Woman's World, Money and Savings Solutions, Ask Susie Orman's article or her column. I think she puts one in once a month. The question for her, how can I plan for potential health care costs in retirement and what options are available to manage those expenses? Her answer, planning for health care in retirement is not optional, it's essential. According to Fidelity, a 65-year-old couple retiring today may need over $300,000 just to cover health care costs in retirement, and that doesn't even include long-term care. So the earlier you prepare, the better off you'll be. Start by seeing if you're eligible for a health savings account or HSA. This is one of the most powerful saving tools out there. You contribute pre-tax. Your money grows tax-free, and you withdraw it tax-free for qualified medical expenses, including in retirement. You can invest your HSA funds and let them grow untouched for decades. That's huge. Next, look into long-term care insurance. You want to start shopping in your 50s, not your 60s, because premiums skyrocket and your chances of being denied coverage increase as you age. Make sure your policy covers in-home care, not just nursing facilities, so you have more flexibility and dignity in how you receive the care you deserve. Also, be realistic about what Medicare does and doesn't cover. For example, it won't pay for dental, vision, hearing aids, or long-term custodial care. You'll need a supplemental policy plan to fill some of those gaps. And don't forget about staying healthy now. The better your physical condition today, the lower your expenses will likely be down the road. That's not just about money, it's about your quality of life. Lastly, make sure your retirement plan includes a line item for health care. Research actual costs based on your age and geography. And remember, the later you retire, the fewer years you'll be paying for health care out of pocket before Medicare kicks in at 65. Another question, I'm worried Social Security will run out of funding by the time I retire. How can I best prepare myself for the future? Susie's answer, I hear this all the time. Susie, what if Social Security runs out of money before I retire? Let me tell you something. You're right to be concerned. But instead of panicking, I want you to prepare. That's how you turn fear into power. Here's the truth. The Social Security Trust Fund is projected to be depleted in the 2030s. That doesn't mean Social Security will disappear, but unless changes are made, benefits could be cut by about 20 to 25%. So if you were counting on $2,000 a month, you might only get $1,500. Could you live on that? Probably not. Here's my advice. Do not build your retirement plan assuming full benefits. Instead, plan as if Social Security will be the icing on the cake, not the cake itself. That way, if benefits are reduced, you'll be okay. And if you get your full entitlement, great. Even better, start by maxing out your Roth retirement accounts. That's right, your Roth IRA and Roth 401k are your lifelines. Why? Because you contribute after-tax dollars, and all of that money grows tax-free. And when you retire, you get to take out the funds tax-free. That's what I call security. Next, cut your expenses now. The less you need to live on, the less dependent you'll be later. Track every dollar. Make sure you're spending in alignment with your values, not your impulses. And delay claiming Social Security as long as you can. Every year you wait past your full retirement age, your benefit grows by about 8%. That's a guaranteed return. Don't give that up unless you truly have to. And please, if you have debt, especially credit card debt, tackle it now. Financial freedom is about choices, and you lose those when you're buried under debt. Don't waste time worrying if Social Security will be there for you. Use that energy to build a future where you're in control. That is what financial freedom is all about. From Woman's World, the book club, they have two recommendations this week. First, an ode to friendship, bursting with charm, humor, wise insights, and complex relationships. Angela Flournoy's new novel, I'll spell her last name, Flournoy. The novel, The Wilderness. It dazzles. The story follows five black women, Desiree, Danielle, January, Monique, and Nakia, over the course of 25 years. From young adulthood to midlife, the women navigate the highs and lows of careers, marriage, and motherhood in L.A. and New York City. A powerful saga about how some of life's most profound and heart-mending relationships are friendships. And a sparkling rom-com, that's a romance slash comedy. Casey West, W-E-S-T, is beloved for her sweet young adult love stories, but her latest novel, We Met Like This, marks her first foray into adult romance. Margot Hart is a lover of love. It's the reason her dream job is a literary agent. She wants to bring more romance stories into the world. But when it comes to her own love life, she's out of luck until a dating app matches her with Oliver, the man she had a not-so-great date with 3 years ago. Is Margot willing to take a chance on potential true love? From Good Housekeeping's cleaning lab, your vacuum cleaner's dirty little secrets. After testing hundreds, if not thousands, of vacuums, stick, robot, canister, hand, wet, dry, you name it, we know a thing or two about what they do best and where they stumble. To help you clean better and shop smarter, here's what you should know about this essential tool. One, there's four things. Runtime doesn't always equal cleaning time. Cordless vacuums often claim to offer 40, 50, 60, or more minutes of runtime, but that battery life is usually calculated without attachments and on the lowest power setting. Pop on the spinning brush nozzle and up the power level, and the actual cleaning time you'll get from a full battery charge immediately goes down. Consider getting a second battery if you have a big house to clean. Two, even the best vacuums won't remove all dirt from carpets. In our Good Housekeeping cleaning lab tests, most vacuums get very close to 100% pickup on bare floors, but carpets are a different story. The fine grit that gets embedded in carpet pile over time is often out of reach for even the best models. To get the deepest clean, vacuum carpets often with several passes and go in multiple directions. Three, maximum suction isn't always the best option. It may seem as if using the highest power setting will get the job done faster, but beware. Doing so can make a vacuum difficult to push and put unnecessary wear on your carpet. Dial down the power if your vacuum sticks or grabs onto carpet as you move it forward. Lower suction is also best for flat, delicate rugs and low pile and looped carpets. And four, a vacuum cleaner is not an air purifier. Using a high-performing sealed vacuum with a replaceable dust bag and a HEPA exhaust filter is a smart choice for allergy sufferers. But even the best vacuum cleaner filters only the air that goes through it, not all the air in the room. While a vacuum will trap and retain irritating particles, don't expect it to replace a correctly sized, high-quality, whole-room air purifier. And from Women's World, genius ways to end clutter. There are several here. One, corral homeless clutter with a bin. We're all familiar with this kind of mess, from bills to pay to coupons to use, that doesn't have a designated spot, so it ends up in piles. The solution? Give it a clutter-catching home. This could be as simple as a bin, exactly where you usually make a pile. A container will instantly stop clutter from spreading and act as a visual reminder for you to take 5 minutes to deal with what's inside when it gets too full. Next, nix fantasy clutter with a joyful edit. Despite its name, this clutter isn't imagined, if only. Instead, it's stuff we tell ourselves we'll get to someday but never do, like that yoga mat. Being surrounded by this clutter makes us feel bad, because it reminds us of what we haven't yet done. But it's important to make space for who we actually are and what brings us joy right now. That's why we suggest giving away fantasy clutter. The items in our home should make us proud of the person we are today. Release guilty clutter with a simple question. From heirlooms you don't like to the thoughtful but unwanted gift you'll never use, guilty clutter is the stuff we keep out of obligation. To break this pattern, we suggest ask yourself, is the item more important than my happiness? I remind myself that I'm not honoring my loved ones by keeping items they gave me at the bottom of my closet. Donating them allows someone else to use and appreciate them. Next, foil identity clutter by getting creative. Some items, like kids' baby clothes, feel like part of us, but there's no need to keep every memento to honor that part of our identity. Instead, consider turning past clutter into future purpose by, say, making a quilt out of baby clothes or transforming a wedding dress into a christening gown for grandkids. And last, banish lazy clutter with a 5-minute tidy. Phone chargers on the floor, shoes parked in the hall. We all have lazy clutter. Even the tiniest obstacle, like a drawer that's too far away, is enough to stop us from putting things back. The fix? Make cleaning up fun. Set a timer. And trick your brain into getting started because it feels doable. This helps build consistency. 5 minutes makes a big difference. And I know with kids you can get them to do things like cleaning up if you make it into a race or something like that, some kind of game. Moldy farmers market berries. That's sometimes a problem, and Women's World offers a solution. Mix 1 part white vinegar and 10 parts of water in a bowl. Gently swish berries in the solution. Then drain, pat dry, and store in the fridge. The diluted vinegar kills the mold spores that cause fruit to spoil without leaving a vinegary taste. Your haul should stay fresh for a week or more. And a bonus tip to keep herbs fresh, trim the stems, then place them in a jar with 1 inch of water. Loosely cover with a plastic bag and store in the fridge. Say goodbye to bladder leaks. If you've ever sneezed or laughed or sneezed, then experienced a sudden trickle of urine, you'll know how uncomfortable and embarrassing it can be. And the problem worsens with age, affecting up to 75% of women over 65. Fortunately, there are steps you can take, often from the comfort of your home, to avoid leaks. First, stretch your legs. A study in the Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics suggests that stretching and strengthening hip muscles in conjunction with pelvic floor muscles improves bladder control. Any exercises that support the core and pelvic region, such as yoga and Pilates, are particularly beneficial, exclaims Jason Kim, MD, Associate Professor of Urology and Director of the Women's Pelvic Health and Continence Center at Stony Brook University Medical Center. Next, practice Kegels, a pelvic floor muscle training program, helped subjects in a JAMA, that's Journal of American Medicine, study strengthen those muscles, which reduced incontinence episodes by 70%. To do Kegels, tighten your pelvic floor muscles, the ones used to stop urination midstream, for about 5 seconds. Then relax for 5 seconds. Then repeat a few times daily. Regular and correct performance of these exercises can improve muscle tone and provide better support to the bladder and urethra, says Dr. Kim. Next, take a deep breath. Practice daily mindfulness techniques reduces incontinence episodes. Just choose one aspect of your breathing, like air filling your lungs, and focus on the sensation for at least 30 seconds daily. And try a topical fix. For women whose leaks are related to menopausal hormonal shifts, OBGYN Erica Montez, MD, is a fan of a topical vaginal estrogen. It's an excellent treatment for prevention and therapy, she says. It's safe, low risk, and can help reduce recurrent urinary infections, overactive bladder, and stress incontinence. From Woman's World, we have people who shared their thoughts on this sentence. I'm instantly transported when I smell. And there are three. First, fresh fried chicken. It always takes me back to my grandma's kitchen and our Sunday family dinners. That was Betty Churchhouse from Holiday, Florida. Next one, a newborn baby. They smell like innocence and wonder and new beginnings. And that's Gail Shipley of London, Ontario, Canada. And the last one, baking bread. I grew up near the Wonder Bread factory in Jamaica, Queens. I would sit on my front porch and take in the smell. And that was from Sandra Chassi of Suffern, New York. And take a mini vacation at home. Experience Gatlinburg, Tennessee, with a cocktail inspired by Smith & Son Corner Kitchen, that's a restaurant there, and a romance novel set in town. The novel, His Mountain Miss, by Karen Kirst, K-I-R-S-T. In this captivating historical romance, New Orleans aristocrat Lucien Beaumont finds more than he expected when he arrives in Gatlinburg. He meets his match in the spirited Megan O'Malley, His Mountain Miss, Karen Kirst. And the cocktail, a cranberry old-fashioned. Here's what we need. A quarter cup cranberries. It's that time of year. You'll find them in the grocery store. A half teaspoon grated fresh ginger. A teaspoon of bitters. A tablespoon of sugar. A half cup cranberry juice. 2 strips orange peel. And a quarter cup of bourbon. In a pitcher, muddle the first 6 ingredients. That would be the berries, the ginger, bitters, sugar, cranberry juice, and orange peel. Then add the bourbon, and then pour into 2 glasses filled with ice. Well, this seems pretty simple, right? It's worth a try if you like bourbon. From Woman's World, shrimp, orange, and fennel toss. Our easy orange vinaigrette pairs perfectly with shellfish. This makes 4 servings, active time 20 minutes, and total time 25. We need 3 oranges, a quarter cup plus 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 tablespoons white balsamic vinegar, a quarter teaspoon salt, and a quarter teaspoon pepper, 1 bulb of fennel trimmed, 1 pound peeled, deveined, large raw shrimp, 1 tablespoon cayenne pepper sauce, 1 avocado, you could always leave that out if you don't like things too spicy. 1 avocado, peeled, pitted, sliced. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh parsley. And fennel fronds are optional. Grate a half teaspoon zest and squeeze 2 tablespoons juice from 1 orange. Cut the rind from the remaining oranges, slice the oranges and or remove segments. In a bowl, whisk together a quarter cup of oil, the vinegar, orange juice, the zest, salt, and pepper. Thinly slice fennel. In bowl, toss shrimp with pepper sauce. In nonstick skillet, heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil over medium high. In 2 batches, add the shrimp. Cook, turning until opaque, 3 to 4 minutes. Transfer the fennel, oranges, avocado, and shrimp to a platter. Sprinkle with parsley and, if desired, fennel fronds. Drizzle with citrus dressing that you made and serve. Potato gnocchi with veggies. Our creamy pasta sauce is lean and green thanks to fat-free feta, broccoli, and a touch of basil pesto. This makes 4 servings. Active time, 15 minutes. That's my idea of a meal. Total time, 25. We need 1.5 tablespoons olive oil, a 16-ounce package of potato gnocchi, 2 cups fresh small broccoli florets, 1 cup of snow peas, a 1/3 of a cup Genovese-style pesto sauce, such as Rana brand, R-A-N-A, from a 7-ounce container, a 1/2 cup crumbled fat-free feta cheese, a 1/4 teaspoon pepper, a 1/2 cup fresh basil leaves, and toasted pine nuts are optional. In a 12-inch nonstick skillet, heat the olive oil over medium-high. Add the gnocchi. Cook, stirring occasionally until lightly golden, about 2 minutes. Add a 1/2 cup water. Bring to a boil. Add the broccoli and the snow peas. Cook covered until vegetables are crisp and crisp, tender, and vibrant, about 6 minutes. Add pesto sauce and stir until gnocchi and vegetables are evenly coated. If mixture is too thick, thin with 2 tablespoons additional water. Sprinkle with feta cheese. Season with pepper. Garnish with fresh basil leaves and, if desired, toasted pine nuts. For a Woman's Day, we've got a breakfast here, which, you know, I can have breakfast any time of the day. Roasted potato and chorizo hash. It says, dinner in a movie. This dish pairs well with Ratatouille the movie, a food-forward flick that will make everyone want to cook or at least eat. So it's active time, 20 minutes. Total is 45, and it serves 4. We need 1 medium red onion cut into 3/4-inch wedges, 1 large sweet potato peeled and cut into 3/4-inch chunks, 1 large yellow potato peeled and cut into 3/4-inch chunks, 1 large poblano pepper seeded and cut into thin strips, 4 cloves of garlic smashed, 2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 6 ounces fresh chorizo, casings removed, 4 large eggs, 2 ounces extra sharp cheddar, coarsely grated, and warm tortillas for serving, optional. Heat oven to 425. Toss red onion, sweet potato, yellow potato, poblano, and garlic with olive oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper on a large rimmed baking sheet. Arrange in an even layer and roast until golden and tender, 25 to 30 minutes. Meanwhile, heat large nonstick skillet on medium, add chorizo and cook, breaking up into pieces until browned and crisp at the edges, 5 to 6 minutes. Transfer to bowl. Add eggs to the skillet and cook to desired doneness, 3 to 4 minutes for slightly runny yolks. Toss chorizo with the vegetables, then scatter cheddar on top. Return to the oven to melt the cheese if needed. Serve with eggs and tortillas if desired. From Woman's World, creamy slow cooker rice pudding. I had to throw in a sweet for you. The whole grains in this brown rice used here brim with cortisol-lowering magnesium. I guess that's a good thing. So here's what we need. This serves 8, by the way. 5 cups reduced fat or 2% milk. 1 cup uncooked brown rice. 1 cup sugar. 3 tablespoons butter sliced, 3 cinnamon sticks, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon rum flavoring, 1/2 cup raisins, and ground cinnamon optional. Coat a 6-quart slow cooker with cooking spray, add 4 cups of milk, 1 1/2 cups water, the rice, sugar, butter, cinnamon sticks, and salt. Cover. Cook on low until tender, 4 1/2 hours. Stir. Turn off the cooker. Cover. Let stand 30 minutes. Remove cinnamon sticks. Stir in remaining milk and rum flavoring. Cool slightly. Divide among dishes. Top with raisins and, if desired, sprinkle with ground cinnamon. And this serves 8. See what else I might have for you from Good Housekeeping. Brain health, food for thought. You don't need fancy supplements to stay sharp. Instead, try optimizing something you already do every day, eating. They recommend, for brain-friendly bites, canned salmon. Convenient, affordable, shelf-stable, canned salmon is rich in fatty acids that can support memory and brain health. Use it to make salmon burgers or wrap it in a sheet of dried seaweed, nori, with veggies to make a tasty hand roll. You can even add it to avocado toast or an omelet with a pinch of smoked sea salt for a lox-like vibe. Next, blueberries. Eating these antioxidant-rich berries regularly may delay brain aging over time. Keep frozen ones on hand to add to smoothies, yogurt parfaits, and morning oats. Also, they pair well in sauces for meats like beef, pork, and duck. Chia seeds. Small but mighty, they're full of brain-healthy fats, protein, and fiber. Make homemade jam by mixing mashed berries with chia seeds and a touch of maple syrup. Or try various flavors of chia seed pudding. Leafy greens. Sick of salad? Throw a handful of spinach into your morning smoothie. It may change the color but won't affect the taste, and it will provide lots of vitamins, antioxidants, and minerals that contribute to good brain function. And last, walnuts. Packed with omega-3s, these brain-shaped nuts are great to swap in for pine nuts in homemade pesto or add texture to pancakes, roasted veggies, or salads. And a moment for you. It's time to take time for you. Stress tries to claim all of our attention, but doing what brings you comfort and peace isn't selfish. It's essential. Letting yourself recharge, renew, replenish, and restore what makes you you will give you more to give you all you care about. And that break is long overdue. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.